KSL's top story this hour.
Your voice, your vote 2018.
The latest vote count in the 4th Congressional District, it shows Ben McAdams is still in the lead, but that lead has shrunk to less than 1,000 votes.
Joining us live on the KSL Newsline to talk about why it's taking so long to count the ballots is Utah Lieutenant Governor Spencer Cox, and I appreciate you, Lieutenant Governor. I was reading your blog this morning under the title, Why Is It Taking So Long? And you lay it out for us. Explain a little of that process to us so that people listening can not be so frustrated.
Sure, Amanda. Well, we really have to reset the way we think about elections because we do elections differently now. Vote by mail really changes everything in very positive ways. First of all, voter turnout was through the roof. We're very excited about that. The only downside is that it takes longer to process vote by mail ballots. So there's a very rigorous process that every county clerk has to go through to make sure that we're only counting legal votes, that people who shouldn't have a ballot aren't submitting ballots. And we do that by comparing signatures, and that's a human process. And then we have to separate the privacy envelope from the actual ballot and get it in the pile to be counted. That takes a lot longer than it used to take. And not only that, but because you can mail in ballots the day before the election, we receive tens of thousands and possibly even over 100,000 ballots after election day, which is just going to change things. And so this is the way it works in all vote-by-mail states. They're all like us. It takes longer. We want to do it right. And no, it's important to note that no election is final until 2 weeks after the election. It's always been that way. There's just more ballots to count after Election Day today than there was before.
Lieutenant Governor, how many ballots do you get that are invalid, say, that are mailed after Election Day or the day before Election Day?
You know, the good news is that we get very few that are invalid. The first time we did vote by mail in some counties, we got more of them because people tried to mail them on Election Day. But we've done a better job of publicizing that, so it's a very, very, very small percentage.
You said that there is a much higher percentage of voter participation this midterm election. Can you take a look and give us a projection of what that percentage might be?
Yeah, well, this is something we're really excited about. The last presidential election, we were 39th in the nation, which, believe it or not, was a huge improvement. We've routinely been in the 40s and even, 45, 46 in years past. We think we're going to hit over 70% of the registered voters are going to vote over that number, which is incredible because the last midterm, it was about 46%. That's a huge jump. And we believe that that will put us about average or even above average in the country, which is a really, really big jump and just incredible and something that Utah should be proud of.
So you mentioned 2 weeks, I guess, is what it's going to take to make all these elections official. How long for this 4th district race? I mean, this could be going on for a little while, right?
Yeah, it certainly could. We will get some more ballots today from Salt Lake County. They're getting closer to finishing up. And then we'll get more from Utah County on Friday. And hopefully we'll be really close to done by then, but for sure on Tuesday of next week, by law, they're on track to be done by Tuesday of next week. We'll have everything buttoned up. Important to note that we are in recount territory. A quarter of a percent difference is what it takes of the total votes cast to actually have a recount. Right now, that looks to be around the 650 vote differential number. If we're within that number, then there would be the possibility for a recount.
All right. Well, we appreciate it. Thank you very much for that update. That's Utah Lieutenant Governor Spencer Cox with us on the KSL Newsline.